We are proud to see that we still have some judges who abide by the law. Most of them do abide by the law, but we have some judges, you know, who just do what the ruling party or the ruling asks them to do. They refuse any form of blackmail. And that's what happened with the judge of Ziguinchor, and that's what happened today also with this judge of Dakar.
Having been in jail and hunger strike for so long, do you think Sonko has enough time to present his candidacy by December 26?
You know, even 24 hours will be enough for Mr. Sonko to do what it takes to present his candidacy for the upcoming presidential elections. Why? First, he has been deprived from his right to go and take some sponsors. But today's ruling gives him back this right. The judge, he has said that he needs to be put back in the electoral rolls, meaning that he has the right to go to the General Directorate of Elections and take the files that allow him to go outside and take any sponsor he wants. The other part is paying 30 million CFA francs to participate in those applications. He had paid that amount of money, but it was returned to him on the ground that he was not in the electoral roll. But now that he's back, or now that the judge has ordered him to be back there, they no longer have a pretext not to take that money. And in one day, this can be done, provided that we get on time the actual decision of the judge, the notification, and then we bring that notification to the directorate, and they'll have no choice normally other than giving us those documents. And the other court, the constitutional court, will have no other choice than taking the money.
And what is this Supreme Court session that is supposed to be taking place on December 22nd? What is it that the Supreme Court has to do again?
Well, you know, once you have your sponsors and once you have the receipt that you have paid the money from the Caisse des Dépôts and the list of your sponsors throughout the country and the diaspora, you bring all that and you apply in front of the Constitutional Court. Now, what happened is that maybe the scenario we witnessed a few weeks ago will happen again. Since the state lawyer have decided to attack again this decision in front of the Supreme Court, that act is not supposed to suspend the rights of Mr. Ousmane Sonko, the right to get the sponsors and the right to pay for the money. But those people can still decide that it will suspend it as long as there is no definitive decision. Well, for them, a decision is not definitive as long as it's not in their favor.